I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Earlier this afternoon, City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams has announced that she's directing her office to issue and sell the bonds pursuant to the 2025 capital budget and bond resolutions that was adopted by the Common Council earlier this year. Your thoughts on the comptroller's decision?
Well, I would tell you this, that is news to me that she has directed her staff to do that. If that is the case and she is complying with the court order, I'm very grateful that she has done so. Very grateful to State Supreme Court Justice Colaiacovo for his decision that he rendered a couple weeks ago. This has dragged out far too long. It has impacted the city of Buffalo negatively financially, and I don't want that to go on for one more day. It has dragged out projects that could have been started that could have helped communities across the city of Buffalo, and all I want is for this work to commence.
With the issuance of the bonds here from the city comptroller, is there any particular project or projects that come to your mind right away that need to get going right off the bat here with these bonds now issued?
Yeah, in particular, some of our larger infrastructure projects, you know, Middle Main, Bailey Avenue, Jefferson Avenue projects we worked to get on the books. And these are larger ticket items that if they drag out, obviously are going to cost a lot more. So the sooner we can lock in prices associated with those projects, the better for the taxpayer, obviously. So large scale infrastructure projects like that are the most important to get locked in right away.
Are you confident that following this battle between your office and the city comptroller's office that things can kind of return back to normal and there can be a nice even communication between both sides over, you know, bigger issues that are prevalent to the city?
Yes, I have absolutely no ill will towards the comptroller or her staff. You know, the comptroller took a stance she believed was right. That's what her job is. I have no problem with that. But I think if you read the charter, and I believe that that's backed up by Judge Colaiacovo's decision, that the comptroller's role in this is advisory, not that she gets to determine how much or what the projects are. So there's no ill will on my part towards the comptroller or her staff. And one thing I've always talked about during my time in office is my want and my willingness to partner with as many people as possible, because I think that when we are on the same page, pulling in the same direction, that's when we're the best version of Buffalo.
Miller-Williams, she did say that she remains concerned about how this decision will affect the city's long-term fiscal stability. With your role in your time left in office here and whatever you're deciding going forward, what do you believe is key for the city to ensure that their long-term fiscal situation is stable?
Well, first, I would say I disagree with the comptroller's assessment there. The comptroller set a cap at $28 million. We are looking, our capital budget was $110 million. That $82 million difference is completely reimbursed through New York State or the Buffalo Public Schools. So that is not adding any financial burden to the city of Buffalo. That $82 million is completely reimbursed, except for the cost of issuance of the bonds, which is about $800,000, which in the grand scheme is not very much money. So, but moving forward, you know, we've got to make sure we're on the same page when it comes to our budgets moving forward and make sure that we're prioritizing what needs to be done, making sure we're working with our partners at the state and the county level to make sure that we're receiving our fair share of money from those different levels of government, and then obviously make sure we can bring in as whatever revenues we can in the future to make sure we can provide the services that we need to at the level we need to.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.